This is an insult to Buster Keaton. Like, it's just ridiculous. It's offensive. And it's like they have like you said, even the casual scenes. Like, I remember this one shot they were doing. It's one of the nicest shots in the movie, actually. And it seemed like Doug Liman knew. But they're just in the middle of a sandbar, him and the love interest, who I don't even care to talk about, quite honestly. There's nothing there. I don't care. And she basically, they have this like kind of dolly shot, or it's like it seems like it's almost on a track and it's circling around them, and they're in the middle of the ocean and it is nice and pretty and everything. But the shot actually lasts for like 5 seconds longer than it should, even to the point where you can kind of see the camera kind of like swaying improperly before they cut away. And I'm just like, it was like Doug Liman was like, this is a nice shot. Let's just keep it in. There's just no sense of control or pacing or cutting or editing. And it's like, it just feels so bloated, actually. And it is 2 hours long, which the original is as well. So I was kind of expecting that, but they don't do anything with that extra time whatsoever. It all feels so casual.
No,
lacking tension.
They actually just remove things.
Exactly.
There's just less things.
There's just
happening.
Less things with the same amount of time. So it just feels like it meanders, yeah. And you're just bored. And I remember actively watching it with you guys. And there were so many moments during the fight scenes, and especially during the boat scene, which is, I think, one of the most embarrassing things put to
it
film in
so
a long
bad.
Time. It looks so bad. But we were actively like in pain, not just groaning and going like, oh, that looks bad. At a certain point we were like, oh, like it like hit us in the gut. It's there. And so what I don't understand, because I'm seeing reviews and I'm seeing a lot of people being very accepting of the fighting style and what's going on. And I don't know if it's just that people have become used to like this new digitalized way of that things look, this sheen, but it seems like it's getting more acceptable. And I'm getting very frightened of that. Cause if I look at this and some people are like, yeah, this looks okay, I'm concerned. Cause this, I'm sorry guys, this is like, this is Argyle levels of shitty filmmaking. It is. The digital stitching's terrible. The look of it's terrible. They don't have a proper understanding of what makes the original great. And there's a lack of personality, a lack of philosophy that is needed in the character. I just don't understand what's going on. And then everyone is also complaining about the best part of the movie, who also, you know, he's doing something completely random. He's completely unhinged and uncontrolled, but McGregor, he's the only one that has like any fun in this. He's the only
one.
We
spent the whole movie being like, you know, that what was that? I don't remember what that viral tweet that went around that one time was, where it was like, you know, when watching this movie, whenever this is not on screen, everyone should be wondering where is like that thing. And yes. That was us watching this. We were like, every time Conor McGregor wasn't in a scene, we were like, where's Conor McGregor? What's he up to? Can he come back? Everyone should be asking where Conor McGregor is and if he can come into a scene. Cause I totally agree. Everyone is saying that his performance is like absolutely awful, on an objective level I don't know that I disagree with anyone.
That's not the point.
I just think that he's enjoyably and weirdly charismatic and just completely uncontrolled, and in an otherwise very limp, like just nothing of a movie, he was an absolute blast. It was the only time I was like laughing. Like every time stomped into a scene and he was like, I described in my review as like the tap out shirt version of like Sinbad in a Popeye cartoon. Like he just like walks in, he's like, I'm gonna start beating the shit out of someone, or he's like when groundskeeper Willie like rips his shirt off, you know, like that's what he is anytime he walks into a scene. And he gets the bare ass cheeks moment, which was like the thing I was like, Jake, dude, he's stealing your thunder. Swayze knew to give the ladies
moment.
The bare ass cheeks.
What are
you know,
doing?
Like
where's
how was
cheeks?
Conor McGregor? Yeah, how is he the only one who knows that he's in a movie called Roadhouse?
I
and
know.
I mean, maybe because he's a fighter and it's a well-known fighting movie, but he's the only one who knows that he is in a movie called Roadhouse. And I even said in my review, but like, that might be less praise for him than it is just like how brutally bad the rest of the movie
is.
But man, it was like, he was definitely amusing. And like, he was one of the only things that I enjoyed about it, other than like, you know, some of the Florida location work is like not bad. Like I enjoyed some of the, you know, some of the, you know, you were talking about like the shot of like the ocean and stuff like that. Some of the actual, and like even
location,
the bar, it kind of looks
which
like
is nice, except for the fucking,
it's on location
scene.
Shooting, but again, you can't tell during the fighting. So what does it fucking matter?
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, he kind of looks like he works at like the bar that Tom Cruise works at in Cocktail when he travels down to Jamaica. So I kind of like that aspect of it. And there's a great Kokomo needle drop that's in Cocktail that they I was curious if they reference here, because it's the only one of the only scenes where Gyllenhaal has personality was the one where he slaps all the guys around, where you can tell that he's like not going full effort.
Right.
And he's kind of just like he's full on. And there's something about hiding a slap with CG that it was a little bit, I guess, because the whole open palm covers the face. So yeah, it was like, I guess, just a little bit more convincing that when it, so that was the only early on fight scene where I was like, that was okay. Like a, if they had one take fight scene where he just like slapped eight people and then it cut to a gag of him driving them all to the hospital because he was like, he felt bad for slapping them all. I was like, that's like the one like kind of moment I felt where I was like, that feels like a scene that might've been in like, that's a scene I imagined seeing in a Roadhouse remake, but that's in like the first like 10 minutes. And then after that, there is just an entire movie that completely misunderstands the appeal and shaves any weirdness or personality out of the narrative and digitizes every set piece into bland mush on a film that was known for its incredible stunt coordinating and Hong Kong fight choreography. And it's just like, and the fighting here, I will say, it's so bad that I think even if we sound like we're hung up on it just as a remake, I think if you, again, if you were to divorce this from the unfavorable comparison to the original film, which I think a lot of people who are being generous to the film are doing and want to do. And I kind of get that. I kind of get that you're just going to be like, you know what, if this was just like a fighting movie, a mainstream fighting movie that came out, you know what, it's not a superhero movie, it's a guy who fights in bars. That's, you know, I kind of want to see more of that. I get that that's a thing.